This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently revealed that through satellite surveys, 1,300 islands have been identified in India. During a rally in Junagadh, Gujarat, Modi highlighted that the ongoing Lok Sabha elections are aimed at achieving his mission rather than personal ambitions. He emphasized the importance of a strong and stable government for both India and the global community. Moving to the next topic. Breaking news. Congress has finally ended weeks of suspense by announcing candidates for Uttar Pradesh's Lok Sabha seats. Rahul Gandhi will be contesting from Rai Bareli, while Kishori Lal Sharma takes up the mantle in Amethi. Moving to the next topic. A recent report highlights that Janata Dal, secular, MP Prajwal Revanna, who is currently embroiled in a sex scandal, traveled to Germany without the required political clearance, despite holding a diplomatic passport. It's noteworthy to mention that he is the grandson of former Prime Minister H.D. Deve Gowda and the nephew of H.D. Kumaraswamy, a former Chief Minister of Karnataka. Moving to the next topic. Breaking news. Dharmendra Pradhan, the Union Minister, has officially entered the Lok Sabha race. He filed his nomination for the Sambalpur Lok Sabha seat in Orissa. Before his nomination, Pradhan sought blessings at the Ma Samaleshwari Temple. Moving to our last topic. Renowned lawyer and BJP Lok Sabha candidate from Mumbai North Central, Ujjwal Nikam, who is 71 years old, regards entering politics as a new challenge. He was inspired to join the BJP, influenced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts in enhancing India's global standing. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.